재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Page 56
More people will learn more languages as better ways of teaching them are worked out.
This book, English Through Pictures 3, is itself part of an attempt to teach English better.
We need better books to learn from and better recordings of good voices to teach us how to listen to the sentences of a language and say them.
Recordings of sounds are made on CDs, discs, and on tapes. Page 57.
We need good pictures to teach us meanings in the new language, and good motion pictures to help many more people to learn languages quickly and well. The learners will then be able to work in groups with the help of teachers or by themselves, using books, records, radio, CDs, sound motion pictures, and television.
A teacher can help a learner to learn. Reading and writing can help us to think. Page 58.
Writing is a very much newer invention than talking. Nobody knows when people first began to talk, but they did not begin to write, so far as we know, until 7 or 8,000 years ago.
In Egypt, Mesopotamia, and China, and later in Palestine and Greece, people began to make marks and pictures with sticks and sharp stones from which others, or they themselves later, could see what they had thought. Page 59.
These early records were the beginning of writing. The first writing was picture writing. Here are some early Chinese picture words. Can you see what they represent?
Later, Chinese writing is less like pictures than the earlier writing was, but we can see the pictures in some of its words. For example, rain, door, horse.
Here are some Egyptian words in picture writing. Eye, fish, water, plow.
Page 60.
In picture writing, each picture represents a word. You need a different picture or mark for each word. In present-day Chinese writing, most of the marks are not pictures of anything, and a reader has to learn how the Chinese write about 2,000 of these words before being able to read a newspaper. With some of these marks, you may be able to see what the idea is. For example,
the sun and moon. Its meanings are bright and open. A man and two marks. One of the meanings is humanity.
Learning to read Chinese is much harder than learning to read English. But in word writing like Chinese, the same marks can be read as having the same meaning in different languages. For example, in Mandarin, in Cantonese, and in Japanese.
Page 61. In time, some people discovered how to represent the sounds in words by marks. In any language, there are only a small number of different sounds. By writing down marks to represent sounds, not ideas, people can spell any of the words in a language with only a small number of marks. Every written language today has its spelling system. The hardest languages to spell are those in which, as with English, many of the letters may represent more than one sound.
Here is the complete Roman alphabet in which English and many other languages are written.
Something written in English has a meaning only if it is read as English, because the letters in English represent English sounds. What is written in Italian must be read as Italian. Page 62.
Here is the name of the book, English Through Pictures, written in a number of different languages. The names of the languages are given in English.
Arabic, Bengali, Burmese, Chinese, Greek, Hebrew, Hindi, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Russian, Sinhalese, Tamil, Telugu, Thai, Urdu. Page 63.
Here are the 26 letters used in English with the English names for them spelled out after them.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z or Z, British.
Some of these letters are used not for one sound only, but for any of two or three or more different sounds. The letter A may have the sound of A in bag, part, again, say, was, any, or fall.
The letter E may have the sound of E in bell, weak, older, earth, or hear. Or it may have no sound, but only an effect upon other sounds which come before it. The A and the G in bag have different sounds from the A and the G in age, for example.
Reading English is not as hard as reading Chinese, but it is harder than reading a language in which each letter has only one sound.
Page 64.
Are some of the sounds used in one language very unlike any of those used in another?
Yes. You may have felt in learning English that some of the sounds it uses are strange. But if you do not have a well-trained ear, you will not hear English words as they are heard by an Englishman or an American. You will hear the nearest sounds in your mother language.
A good way of learning to make the sounds of a new language is to use recordings which have spaces after each sentence, giving you time to say what you have heard before the next sentence comes.
Page 65.
There are machines which will play back to you again and again, one after the other, the sounds you have made and the sounds you are attempting to make. When you hear what you are doing wrong, you can try to do better next time.
For most children, new sounds are easy to make when they hear them. And children seem to hear new sounds better and more easily than grown-ups do. If a family goes to China or France or Finland, to take three countries whose languages are very unlike one another, the children will learn to talk Chinese or French or Finnish much more quickly than their parents will. Page 66.
Why is this? Why is it easy for young children to learn languages?
Part of the answer is that children have so many needs. They need to be helped by grown-ups at every turn. They have to make their needs known, and they are always watching the effect of what they say and trying new ways of getting what they want.
Children are learning new things all the time.
Page 67.
Another part of the answer is that children are not, as older people sometimes are, fixed in their ways of living. When they are taken about from one country to another, they change easily from one language to another, from one bed to another, from one food to another.
Older people are more fixed in their ways. They have been hearing and talking one language for a long time. Their ways of hearing and making sounds and of putting words together are like the rails a train goes on. They have been up and down their lines of talk and thought too many times to change them easily.
Children are freer in their ways. They are more like an airplane or, better, like a bird. They are free to go in any direction they want. They are free to hear sounds as they are and make them as they hear them. They are free to put new words together in new ways in talking a new language.
Page 68.
The more languages you hear and get to know, the more you will see how any language is made up of a small number of sounds put together in different ways. For example, in English, light and right are different words with only one sound in them different. The same is true of long and wrong. Where is the station, please? Turn to the right. Ah, he said turn at the light. You are going the wrong way. He said it is a long way.
If a learner does not hear these different sounds as different, he may not get the meaning of what is said to him. Page 69. There are many ways of helping a learner into a language, but not enough people know them. Most people learn their mother language without being able to give any account at all of how it works. They learn to talk as they learn to walk, without any idea of how they do it.
People who learn to use a language well do so through talking with others who use it well, through reading good writers, and through watching the effects on others of what they say and how they say it. The world needs more people who can use language well. Language is as necessary to our minds as the air we breathe is to our bodies.